We'd like to welcome all of you this afternoon to this transcendental voyage up and down and all about the famous River Thames. Did I say it correctly? Thames, the Thames River. We're thankful to Lord Sri Krishna for providing such wonderful weather for this boat trip for the pleasure of all his devotees. Krishna loves his devotees, and love means reciprocation. So for all of your wonderful service throughout the days and weeks and months and years, Krishna provides very wonderful voyages like this up the river of bhakti, flowing to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. I can only imagine what it would have been like had it been a typical London day. You know, I don't have to tell you, you know better than me. Somewhat rainy or foggy or cold. It's just the opposite. It's this is the best weather I've ever seen in your country. And someone said, you better enjoy it while you can, Maharaj. This is our summer, and tomorrow we go into autumn. But yes, so nice to come out here in this wonderful nature as God created it. There's that famous saying that man created the city, but God created the country. And we can see out here, well, of course, we're surrounded by the city, but this wonderful waterway going through your city provides a very nice atmosphere for us to hear and chant and remember the glories of the Lord. So we're out here on a boat, in case you didn't see that yet. I was just so absorbed in trying to chant that I just looked around, oh my gosh, I'm on a boat. We're passing by all these amazing monstrosities. Is this living? Are those antennas? But although it's quite something, we're not so impressed because we're doing the most wonderful thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, and we're all absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna on this little pleasure cruise up the river. This is a real pleasure cruise. Real pleasure is chanting Hare Krishna, dancing in ecstasy. We didn't let you dance because maybe the boat would tip over, so no dancing. Some Hare Katha, and I understand there's going to be some nice Bhagavad Prasadam later on. And it's very nice to see we have a full house, a full boat. I know that in order to entice us to come on this boat trip, Kanakabja Prabhu was advertising. He said that with the kirtan and the prasad, the Hare Katha, and the sadhu sangha, we change the Thames River into the Ganges or the Jamuna. That reminds me, when we first joined Krishna Consciousness, we were convinced that within 6 months we would take over the world. We were very enthusiastic in the late 60s. And I remember, you know, we were actually going out and doing our Back to Godhead magazine, thinking that within a week or two, our temple president would be president of the country, and he would pass various laws like, you know, no more sinful activity, everyone has to wake up and chant Hare Krishna. We were thinking like that, but hasn't happened yet. So when I heard Kanakabja just say that you're going to go out there and you're going to chant and dance and feast, and you're going to turn the River Thames into the Ganges. Okay. I'm not so sure we're that potent, but as Advaitacharya said to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who, after taking sannyas, was aspiring to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham, but his devotees tricked him in the sense that the Mayapur Vasis didn't want him to leave Mayapur. They didn't want him to leave Bengal because they knew that one moment of Mahaprabhu's separation, they would experience like a separation of 12 years or more. As much as you are attached to someone, when you lose that person with the same intensity, you're feeling separation. If you only love someone a little, then when they go away, you only miss them a little. If you love someone a lot, then if they go away on a vacation, something, a business trip, then you miss them a lot. So if you love Krishna with all your heart and soul, then when he goes away, even for a moment, you're going to miss him for that moment with all your heart and soul. This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, when they ask Gaur Govinda Maharaj, that great sadhu, that great saint who's no longer amongst us, could you summarize what is Krishna consciousness? He said, yes. Krishna consciousness means crying, 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 crying. Gaur Govinda Maharaj ki. Yeah. Of course, we think of crying as something terrible, but when the gopis are crying in separation from Krishna, it increases their memory of Krishna and thus their ecstasy. Therefore, Vipralamba Bhav, or that most advanced stage where one is feeling separation from Krishna, the acharyas say that's the highest state of ecstasy. Because when you're with someone, you're only enjoying that particular moment, but when you can remember a loved one who's far away, your mind is flooded with memories of that person's name, fame, form, paraphernalia, and pastimes. So this is Vrindavan. So the Mayapur Vasis, Mahaprabhu had been with them all through his Adi Lila, his Madhya Lila, and then there's the Antya Lila, but that happened later. But all since he was little Nimai, a Nimai Pandit, then he broke everyone's heart, Supreme Personality of God, the Supreme Enjoyer, for the betterment of the world, so they would listen to him. He took the renounced order of life. What is this? All his intimate associates, who are males, but in Vrindavan Leela are all females. They're all gopis and sakis and manjaris. They know him to be the Supreme Enjoyer. Their whole life is for his pleasure. He takes sannyas to live like a sannyasi, sleeping on the ground, just eating some roots and berries, and they didn't like very much. Broke their hearts. And now he's going away to Vrindavan? So they tricked him. They sent him kind of in the wrong direction, and then he realized that he wasn't really on the path to Braj, but he kind of did a circular path back to Mayapur. So he said to Advaitacharya, I want to go to Vrindavan! And Advaitacharya said, very aptly, Lord, wherever you are, that's Vrindavan. So here, on this unholy river Thames, I hope the personification of the river doesn't come out and chastise me. On this unholy river, so many materialistic activities, we're invoking the auspicious presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of his holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And his transcendental pastimes, and his devotees, and his prasadam. If the rocking of the boat doesn't make you too seasick, you'll love the prasadam. Like this. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, that any place can be turned into Vaikuntha by the performance of devotional activities. It's something mystical that can only be experienced by a devotee or a group of devotees. Just like we think of the griha. The griha is where the man and the woman live together, enjoying life. You think of the griha, sometimes we hear of horrific descriptions of the griha as the dark well of material life. Hold on. The dark well of... But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the great Acharya, who used anything and everything in the service of Sri Krishna, he said, one day I woke up and saw my house transformed into Vaikuntha. The griha became Vaikuntha. And Mahaprabhu gave the same instruction to the Kurma Brahmana, who was very impressed when Mahaprabhu came through with his crew of brahmacharis, like the old days in America, the Radha Damodar party. You don't know about that, but they would just go through America distributing books, and any temple they'd come through, Tamal Krishna Goswami, Maharaj Hare Krishna, he would say, come join us, and the temple presidents would pull their hats. They'd take a crew of brahmacharis and so here in the River Thames, in the Association of Devotees, we're converting, we're making holy this place which was unholy. Just like you take cold steel and you put it in a fire, that cold steel, by contact with the fire, it becomes like fire. So anything used in the service of the Lord, including this very beautiful boat, it's now transformed into Vaikuntha. They have to change the name of the boat. It'll never be the same, this boat. From now on, they have to call it the Vaikuntha Express. Prabhupada thought like that sometimes when the O'Hara Airport in Chicago, he heard how devotees were going and distributing so many books through the years. He said to Tripurari Maharaj, go to the airport and tell them to change the name of this airport from the O'Hara Airport to the O'Hare Krishna Airport. So Maharaj said, you really want me to do that? So a disciple has full faith in the guru, and Maharaj actually went to the airport authorities and my guru Maharaj said that you should change the name of O'Hara to O'Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So like that, anywhere we go, Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Certainly out here we can remember the Ganges. We can look at this river and remember, most of you have been to India, you can remember the Ganges, the Yamuna, the Jamuna, the Saraswati. And we can think like that and speak about some of Krishna's boating pastimes. That would be appropriate. Krishna has his boating pastimes. This is not something unusual. We're just following in the footsteps of the Lord. He has his boating pastimes. Actually, in Vrindavan, there's a Ganges River that has come from the mind of Krishna. Did you know that? There's a Ganges River in Vrindavan. And it's a favorite place of Krishna's boating pastimes. It's called Manasi Ganga. I love that name. Manasi Ganga. I remember I gave that name to one of my Russian disciples. Your name is Manasi Ganga Dasi. What does it mean, Guru Maharaj? I will tell you the story. So Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga means the Ganges which came from the mind of Krishna. You may remember from your daily study of Krishna book. We should study the Krishna book, the summary study of the 10th canto. Prabhupada said, this Krishna book will give solace to my disciples in their advanced stage of Krishna consciousness when they're feeling separation from Radha and Krishna. The Krishna book. By reading the Krishna book, we'll get some solace when we reach the stage of Vipralamba Bhav. So you may remember from your study of Krishna book that Krishna killed a demon called Vatsasura. Vatsasura, he was a real rascal because he approached Krishna and his friends in the form of a calf. This is real deception. You know, the demons, they came as big bulls, they came as witches, they came as storks, they came as asses, they came as donkeys. Okay. This demon, Vatsasura, he thought, I'll get away with this. Krishna won't kill me. Krishna's famous as being a demon killer. He came as a calf. But Krishna figured him out. You're not a calf. You're just a demon. And he killed him before he created too much mischief, because he was sent by Kamsa. And what was Kamsa's mentality? Day in and day out. Kill Krishna. Kamsa, you fool! Don't you know that the eighth child of your sister Devaki, whom you are driving home on her wedding day with her husband Vasudev, the eighth child of your sister will be your death? If you heard something like that, wouldn't you take it seriously? Some oracle from the sky? Yes. So he was constantly thinking of Krishna. He was Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious means always remember Krishna, never forget him. And there's two ways you can always remember someone and never forget them. If you love them, and if you hate them. I don't recommend the latter, the former. Kamsa hated Krishna. He hated Krishna. And his cohorts, they also hated. You know Shishupal? When he came out of the womb, he came out cursing. He doesn't know this gibberish baby talk. He came out of the womb cursing Krishna. He didn't have to learn to talk. Every word was some blasphemy of the Lord. It got to the point where Krishna said, enough of this. Ça suffit. As we say in French, ça suffit. Enough. He took his Sudarsan, and then Shishupal's mother came and said, Krishna, you know, he's my baby. He's not such a bad boy. Give him a chance. You know how mothers are. He's actually a good boy. A serial killer, a rapist, and, you know, gets the electric. That's a good boy. Just got some bad influence. So Shishupal's mother, she said like that. So Krishna said, okay. He can blaspheme 999 times. But the 1,000th time that Shishupal opens his mouth and says something, off with his head. So, of course, it didn't stop Shishupal. He went on and on throughout his life. And it came to the point where there was a huge assembly to elect the head of the Rajasuya sacrifice. Always some prestigious person has to take the lead there. So the members of that august assembly, they were raising their hand. I think this person should be head. I think this, different people were recommending. And then somebody raised their hand and said, hey, I think the most appropriate person to head this assembly is Krishna. And when Shishupal heard that, he just stood up and started, you know, 996, 997, 998, then on the 1,000th blaspheme, Krishna said, ça suffit. I don't know if he said it in French, but he stood up, and his Sudarsan from the back of the hall, a clean cut. And you see the picture how Shishupal's head is just... Shishupal's head just went... But the soul merged into the form of Krishna. Because he's so kind, Hari. Krishna's Hari, he takes away all that is inauspicious. So when he kills the demons, don't cry. You can applaud. Bravo! Well done, Lord! Because they get liberated. By the touch of his hand, all their karmic reactions are destroyed. So Kamsa heard this voice from the heavens, and you know, he made all arrangements to try to kill the child after Krishna was born. He would, and these demons are not comical characters like you see out of some cartoon. This is history. Purana means that the Puranas, the 18 Puranas, are the history of this universe, as much as the history you read in the Wall Street Journal, or I don't know what you read over here, actually, the London Times or something like that. It's history. These are histories, and sometimes we portray the demons in a kind of a comical way. There's nothing comical about them. They were like, you know, our recent history, Hitler's, or Stalin's, or Mussolini's, or Saddam Hussein's. There's nothing funny about what they did. It's hard to grasp it if you live in some foreign country, but some of us, we travel through these countries where they have these tyrants. Like right now in Turkmenistan, there was until recently a very horrific man in charge. And people suffered, and our devotees suffered. There's no laughing matter. So this Kamsa, he was a real person, and he sent these demons. But Krishna just dovetailed it all, because really, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said the demons were coming to entertain the cowherd boys. Because every day, just before lunch, it was timed by Yogamaya, a demon would come, and Krishna or Balaram or the two of them would kill the demon. The boys would get so excited afterwards, they're really hungry. They sit down, they take prasad, they talk about their beloved Kanai. Oh, you see how he gave a punch there? He's my very best friend. No, he's my best friend. No, he's my best friend. They don't know he's God. If they knew he was God, that would impede the flow of devotion. Yogamaya uses her mystic powers in an interesting way. The residents of Vrindavan forget that even sometimes Krishna forgets he's God. So there can be the intimacy of deep friendship, a parentalhood, or a conjugal love. This is all, you know these things, but this is our Gaudiya Vaishnava. There's no other philosophy like this. Simply amazing. So this Vatsasura, you know, he just like, I remember when I was a kid, it came time for Halloween. I don't think you have this over here. We Americans separated ourselves from you English people, because you didn't have like pagan holidays like Halloween. We worship the ghosts and the spirits. America, America, everything's free in America. Halloween, you dress up like a ghost or a witch. You know, I can never figure it out. Mommy, why are we celebrating all these ghostly? Shut up, kid. Just go out and trick or treat. So, you know, one year I was Dracula, and another time I remember I was a skeleton, and the next day I was a devil, and next year I was a devil, and no wonder I turned out the way I did. I don't know, my mother was complaining. Son, what happened to you? My father used to say, sometimes, Brian, I wonder what's going to happen to you. How you're going to make it in this world. Well, Dad, there was no way I was going to make it in this world. Somehow or other, my spiritual master came along and saved me, because I don't know what I would have done in this world. Train me to be a Vaishnava devotee. Anyway, so Vatsasura, when it came his turn, one of the ministers of Kamsa, he said, I'm going to dress up, or I'm going to use my mystic potency to change as a calf. Krishna's not going to harm a calf. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya, Govinda Namo. Two things are very dear to the Lord. That's too loud now. It was okay before. The cows and the brahmanas. So Krishna killed him, lickety-split. And he was feeling very happy that he killed that asura, that demon. And Krishna likes to brag his exploits to his gopis. He can do that. We can't be proud because we're conditioned souls, but Krishna, he can be proud of his exploits. So when it came time for him to meet the gopis, because he plays with the boys, part of the day, and then he sneaks away and he meets his dearmost gopi, Srimati Radharani. First time in early morning when he's going out to herd the cows at Ter Kadamba, this is where the Goshala of Nanda Baba is. There's the Nandagram. You've been to Nandagram? And a little distance from Nandagram is a very beautiful forest, still very beautiful today. This is Ter Kadamba. This is one of the Bhajan Kutir places of Sri Rupa Goswami, where he wrote Upadeshamrita. And there's one Baba there. He keeps it very nice. So Ter Kadamba, that's the Goshala. So as Radharani was coming back from Nandagram, because she used to go there every day from Varshana to cook for Krishna. So on the way home, after cooking for Krishna, she cooks. It's described in the Govinda Litamrita, all the nice things she makes for Krishna and her girlfriends they make for Krishna. And then Krishna goes to herd the cows and Radharani walks home with her girlfriends. The first place they meet, she meets Krishna in the early morning, Ter Kadamba. And they kind of sneak away while the boys are getting the cows already and like that, and they have their pastimes. Then at noontime, Krishna feigns some excuse. Oh, my dear friends, didn't you see one of the calves straight away? I'm going to go find him. Oh, Krishna, let us go find that calf. No, no, these are my cows. My father, Nanda Baba, he'll be very angry if I don't find the cow. So I have to go look. So, okay. So he goes, and then he goes to Radhakund. And there he secretly meets with Srimati Radhika at her favorite kunda. Radhakund and Shyamakund. They have their noonday pastimes. And then in the evening, they're going home back to Ter Kadamba, back to Nandagram. And Krishna says, just a minute, I left something. And he goes to Guptakund. Guptakund is very near Vrindakund. We'll be talking about that later, because this is a 4-hour boat trip. So get ready for a really long lecture. If I speak too long, just start throwing the banana peels at me. But what else can we do? Nothing else to do but kirtan and leelas. We can eat a little bit, but that comes later. We'll intersperse it because we have Kripa Moya Prabhu here, so he's going to have 50% of the show, maybe 60%, because he's senior to me. So Krishna met the gopis. He said, you know what, girls? Kamsa sent another demon. And the girls, you know, girls don't want to hear about that. That's the boys that like to hear about it. Ark, they go home after Vrindavan forest pastimes. They talk half the night. Mommy, mommy, you should have seen Krishna. He paladized, you know, frogs and tails and frogs and snails and puppy dog tail. That's what boys are made of. What are girls made of? Sugar and spice and everything nice. Not really sannyasi talk, but anyway. So the girls don't want to hear about that. Yuck. No, I killed. Girl, they don't want to hear it like that. And then Lalita said, Krishna, you killed a cow. You're a sinner. Krishna, well, wait a minute. He wasn't a real cow. He was a demon who just assumed the form. And the gopi said, doesn't matter. He was still a baby cow. When people hear about that pastime, the innocent people are going to think that Krishna killed a calf. You are contaminated. Don't touch us. Ugh. And Krishna became so upset because his life and soul is the Braja Gopis. Why? Because they love Krishna more than anyone's ever been loved before. Krishna. In their waking and their sleeping, it's Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey, that charming young cowherd boy from Vrindavan. They love him. And Krishna loves the gopis. And now the gopis don't want to be touched, so Krishna said, what do I have to do to become purified? And the gopis are simple girls. They're not really great philosophers. Of course, if you read what they say in the Bhagavatam, I can only hope one day to be able to speak like that and have those realizations. But they're village girls, and they're, you know, taking care of the cows and making cow dung patties and cooking on the fire. But they're noted for their very deep love. But they had some knowledge, so they said, well, when someone's contaminated, we hear from our elders, they have to go bathe in the Ganges. Because the Ganges is so pure, it emanates from the spiritual world. It's actually the perspiration of Sri Krishna, the Ganges. I don't know what this Thames River is. Maybe it's the perspiration of Kumbhakarna or something. I don't know. But it's very... And if you just bathe every day, all sins are washed away. That's why people live on the bank of the Ganges. And even though it appears the Ganges may be contaminated, they walk in, they just push the garbage ahead and they upside, and they bathe on Gangama, and they get out and they feel very purified within and without. So they said, Krishna, you have to go bathe in the Ganges. And Krishna said, but gopis, the Ganges is 300 kilometers away. They said, well, that's what you have to do. So Krishna, little tricky, all of a sudden, standing there with the gopis, he manifested the Ganges from his mind. And all of a sudden, there's this beautiful river. Now it's like a lake, but previously, the Manasi Ganga was like a river flowing through Braj. Very beautiful, pristine, pure and clean, with swans and lotus flowers and beautiful trees on the banks and sandy shores. All perfect for Krishna's pastimes with his devotees. He manifested that very beautiful Manasi Ganga. And he dipped into the water and said, okay, I'm purified. All the girls laughed, okay. And he kept that Ganga there. Of course, it's eternal, but these are the leelas. So sometime later, there was this sadhu. And you know the sadhus, they wander around the world, a traveling mendicant, and this is their life. They're storytellers in a transcendental way. They speak philosophy, they engage in debates, and they tell stories, and they beg a little prasad. What a wonderful life. When I first met the devotees, I first met the sannyasis, Vishnu John Swami, Brahmananda Swami, Gargamuri Swami, and Subal Swami. And I was standing there with my former wife, and I was just a kid, green behind the ears, snotty-nosed little kid, and I was looking at Vishnu John Maharaj, and he was telling us how he traveled all around the world and served as spiritual master and chanted Hare Krishna and told people Bhagavatam. I turned to my wife and I said, I want to be just like him. She said, oh, that would be very nice. Little did she know. Anyway, she's a very good devotee. So, this sadhu is traveling all around the world, and he comes to Vrindavan, and he's sitting like we're doing here. This is what Brajabasis do. Don't get restless. You're at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. And nothing better than you could be doing. Try to control your mind if it's wandering off to some business proposition tomorrow and Monday morning, or some little fight you had with one of your friends, or I don't know where the mind goes. Be here now. It was one book. Be here now. Right? So this is what Brajabasis do. It's just Krishna Katha. If Krishna's here, very nice. If Krishna's not here, then Krishna Katha. So he was explaining, my dear Brajabasis, you know, I am traveling to all the holy places, and recently I visited the Ganges, some 300 kilometers north of here, and I saw the most amazing thing. And then the Baba, oh, Swamiji, tell us what you have seen. You showed him up. Please, please, tell us what you have seen. All the coward boys, yes, Swami. I saw, he said, Garuda was flying over the Ganges. You know, Garuda is the feather carrier friend of Krishna, servant. I saw Garuda flying over the Ganga, and there was one snake in his talons, in his claws. Snake was hanging from the claws of Guruji. Ji. Like we say, Govinda Ji. And we have Govinda, the Ishtadev, the beloved Radha Govinda, the deities of Rupa Goswami, now in Jaipur. So we say, hey, Govinda Ji! Like a loving affection. Ji. So this Garuda, Ji, he had the sarp in the snake, and the tail of that snake went through the water of the Ganges. And you know what I saw? Oh, no, the brush master, no, whoa, 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 wait! I'll tell you next year when I come. Oh, no, tell us now, tell us now. Oh, immediately that snake turned into a four-handed resident of Vaikuntha and went back to Godhead. Whoa! The Vrajavasis, whoa! One snake, they're looking at each other, one snake, by touching the Ganges, assumed his Siddha Swarup. Swarup means form, so Siddha means eternal form. We all want to get our Siddha Swarup, Siddha Deha. We're very interested. Not that I'm British or American or German or man or woman or black. No. What is my Siddha Deha? Who am I really? What is the life force, the soul, the Atma? Who am I? Kayami. Sanatana Goswami said to Mahaprabhu, tell me who I am. I don't want to be somebody I'm not. That's craziness. To be somebody you're not. To be in a mental institution and think you're Winston Churchill. It's crazy. We're laughing at ourselves when we think that we are British, American, German. So they are impressed. Whoa! Snake! A snake, very low creature. Snake! Going, Om Narayana Nama. So when Nanda Baba and the residents of Vrindavan, they heard, oh, this is wonderful. So Nanda Baba said, he stood up, so all of us residents of Braj, we should go to the Ganges so we can also go to Vaikuntha. What is that? Vaikuntha is the official kingdom of God, Prabhupada said. There they have the Aishvarya Bhav. They're worshipping God like master. Sir! Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir. They're very happy because Krishna's a wonderful master. Yogik shemam baham yaham. If you make Krishna your master, or you make his representative your master, yogik shemam baham yaham. Whatever you have will be protected. Whatever you're missing will be given. Just have shraddha, have faith in that. So this is the dasya relationship. Ayodhya's there, Dwarka's there, like that, in Vaikuntha. So, why did the Brajvasis want to go to Vaikuntha? Because they're Golok Vrindavan. Golok is the topmost planet where love reigns supreme. There's none of this Aishvarya, sir, yes, sir, no. Krishna sometimes has to carry his friends on his back when he loses the wrestling match. He becomes subservient to the love of his devotee. This is something truly wonderful. This is love. Like sometimes, you know, an important person, he comes home, he's like president of the country, and he gets on all fours and he plays horsey with his child. What's a better relationship? Saluting him as he comes through the doors of the White House? Or wrestling with him as his child in the home, on the rug? What's more intimate? This is our Krishna. This is our goal, to wrestle with Krishna, to steal Krishna's lunch bag, to laugh with Krishna, to joke with Krishna, to applaud Krishna as he kills the demons, to dance with Krishna for a day and a night of Brahma in his Rasa Leela. These are very high expectations. There's an English book, Great Expectations. I read that when I was in eighth grade, Great Expectations. This is our great expectation. What are we in this movement for? Nothing more, nothing less than to become pure, ecstatic lovers of Krishna and just sport the day away, day and night away in Krishna's pastimes. So what are the Brajvasis, they want to go to Vaikuntha. This is just the Leela. So Krishna became alarmed. No, no, Baba! Nanda Baba, Pita! No, you don't want to go to Vaikuntha. You don't need to leave Vrindavan, Pita. No, little boy, you're just a little boy, Krishna. You don't understand. We want to get the blessings of Mother Ganges. And Krishna said, now, Pita, Ganges is here in Braj. Yes, he knew, because he created the Manasi Ganga. The Ganges that came from... It's here, it's here. And Manababa said, oh, can I? That's ridiculous. Everyone knows that Ganges is a long way away. Krishna said, no, Pita, come with me. He took his little hand, he grabbed his father's hand, and he said, come with me. So pulled by the love of God, Nandababa goes, and they go to the Manasi Ganga. So Nandamara said, Krishna, this is just another lake. There's so many lakes in Vrindavan. Actually, there were formerly many lakes in Vrindavan. There were 25 kuns just around Govardhan Hill. Now you go to Govardhan Hill, there's maybe 3 kuns. Where have they all gone? Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Someone picked them long ago. When will they ever learn? When? Where have all the soldiers? Anyway, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan. So where have all the kundas gone? Long time passing. Where have all the kundas gone? Long time ago. Where have all the kundas gone? The rascals filled them in long ago. To make farmland, they fill in the kundas because they don't know the Brajbasis. A thin film of Maya covers the Dham. You can't see the Dham with these eyes. You can only see the Dham with spiritual eyes. If you don't have spiritual eyes, you see to the words of your guru. We see to the eyes of Shastra, not with these eyes. So Vrindavan is completely pure and pristine, but some Brajabasis don't even know it. So they fill in these kuns. They have more land for growing crops and making money. So they can smoke the bidis and buy a TV and watch television Bollywood. Oh my gosh. And now there's a 18-hole golf course at Govardhan. Yes? You hit the ball too far, it'll hit the Govardhan Shilas. It's right up to the hill. 18-hole golf course. It's called Radha's Golf Course. It's a way to get the Delhi Wallahs to come out and buy apartments of all the buildings they're building on the left side of Govardhan. It's all housing developments now. I don't know the last time you were there. I just cried when I went there on Govardhan Parikrama. I said, wait, am I at the right place? Is this Govardhan Hill? It's all housing developments. It's money, 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 money. Money is the honey. Money is the... Radha Golf Course. So disappearing. So there were previously 25 or maybe 27 kuns all around Govardhan Hill where the Brajbasis would have their... So Nandababa said, hey, Krishna, there's so many kundas. It's just another kunda. And Krishna said, no, it's Ganges. So Nandababa said, what makes you think it's the Ganges? So you know what Krishna did? He stood on the shores of the Manasi Ganga. He said, Ganga Devi! Ganga Devi! Hey, Ganga Devi! And suddenly, Ganga Devi came out of the water riding on a crocodile. Of course, you don't see many women riding around lakes and crocodiles. So the Brajabasis, they accepted, oh yes, this is the Ganges. So we as Brajabasis, because we're Brajabasis, we worship Vaikuntha deities because we love all of Krishna's pastimes. Whatever your dad does, you know, I had a very good relationship with my father. He was like my hero. And, you know, we wrestled and played and stuff like that. He was really good like that. But he had his other affairs, which were probably much more important than wrestling with me. And he would, as I told you the other day, he was in charge of, not in charge, but working for BBDO, one big advertising company. And But when my dad came home, I was fascinated. What did you do today, Dad? You won't understand. No, I will, Dad. Come tell me. I was into everything he did. Although I loved him most, as my dad would hold my hand and walk with me and wrestle with me and go to the football game with me. The personal stuff. I love. So Gaudiya Vaishnava, he considers himself, he wants to be a Brajabasi, but he's not adverse to hearing about Krishna's pastimes in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, or in Dwarka, or in Mathura. He likes to hear, but in his heart of hearts, all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's understood, they want to go to Brindavan. So we're also Nisringa Bhaktas. Om Mam Hrim Shrom Om Pat Om Tataka Hataka Keshe Matila Tataka Lochana Padranakana. Oh my Lord, O Transcendental Lion, I offer my obeisances to you along with Mother Lakshmi. Sometimes flying in the sky, sometimes moving on foot, your mane hairs glow with a wonderful brilliance. Your glance, the touch of your nails, are both the source of auspiciousness. We love Bhagavan Narasimhadev. He's Shamsundar when he gets mad. Who's the Narasimhadev? He's Shamsundar when he gets angry. He turns into a half man, half lion. Rips out the material desires in our hearts, which are the real obstacles on the path to Braja. And he kindly helps us in our service to our spiritual master. We can't repay the debt to our guru for what he's given us. But we try it by helping him preach the mission of Krishna consciousness. It's very dangerous. Very danger. We say in Hindi, very danger. Nowadays, Hindi is a combination of English words and Maharaj, very danger. How do you say that in Hindi? Very danger. It's difficult to preach. So Narasingha Bhagavan, he protects us. So his appearance day is coming up, so we're kind of like gearing up for that. Tabakara kamala banin adbhuta sringa. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm rolling on the threshold of the Sringa's palace in Sridhar Mayapur at Devapali, praying to that half man, half lion to kindly remove the material desires in my heart so I can achieve the seva of my beloved Radha Madhava. This is our relationship with Narasingha. So we understand as Brajabasis or aspiring to be servants of the servants of the servants of the servants of Vrindavan, we accept that all the holy places in Braj Mandala are there in their original forms. The Ganges north of Braja is actually an expansion of the Ganges. If you go to Gangotri, I have come to the source of the, you know, the Hindus, they want to go climb and it comes out gushing out of the glacier. I have been to this. No, it's expansion, Baba. You want to go to the source of the Ganges coming from Krishna's mind, you go to Braj. And you go on Govardhan Parikrama, and halfway around Govardhan Parikrama, there, literally, you could say on top of Govardhan, is the Manasi Ganga. All the even Bhadrikashram, all these places are there. Dinabandhu, he's my Parikrama guru. There are many gurus. He's my Braj Manda Parikrama Guru Babaji Maharaj. Dinabandhu Prabhu Kije. He's so good. And this we've learned from him. And as we were saying, as we're just going on this boat now, just smoothly sailing along on this beautiful early summer day, it's a very nice place for Krishna consciousness. So Krishna, Radha and Krishna's boating pastimes also take place on the Manasi Ganga. One day Radharani and her gopis, they came to the Manasi Ganga with their pots of yogurt and butter and ghee, these girls. They sell their wares at different marketplaces around Braj. Actually, it's just an excuse to get out of the house because they know that somewhere along the way, Krishna's waiting with his cowherd boyfriends to tax them. Dangati. Dangati means the place of the tax. And as you go around Braj, there's so many tax places, and the pastimes are always very similar. This is what they're doing. So they came and they wanted to cross this river, because look, how would you, if you had wanted to cross this river, how you would go? Like, how would you do? You need to go on a boat. But they came down to the river, and Vishaka, Lalita, Champaklata, Induleka, and there were some Manjaris like Rupa Manjari, Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, our Rupa Goswami. This is how we get our insight into these nectarian pastimes, by her grace, Rupa Manjari. So they came, and they couldn't find a boat. Then suddenly they looked to the side, they saw this old, broken down boat. And in the boat was one very dark-skinned, lazy-looking boy. Just, you know how handsome, but lazy. Just in his gumshoe there, like lying in the boat, eyes half closed. Sometimes he'd open and look and close. Sleeping. And Lalita said, please, 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 young man, could you take us across the Ganga? Hello, can you take us across the Ganga? Okay. What will you pay me to go across the Ganga? Oh, we are just cowherd girls, milkmaids. We have our opulence is the yogurt, the ghee, the butter, the sandesh, the burfi, the ice cream. No. They said, yes, I like. You know how all young boys, they love burfi. You go to the gurukul, you ask the boys, what is your favorite sweet? Burfi. They just love the burfi, like a fudge kind of thing. So that's said, everyone got in the boat, and the boatman started rowing very slowly. Like this, he was rowing like this. And Radharani said, boatman, you have to hurry up. We have an appointment to sell our stock of milk products. He said, okay, but first you have to give me an advancement of pay in the dairy products. Yeah. Radharani said, oh, all right. So they brought him the butter, the yogurt, the ghee, the sandesh, the sweets, and he sat there, you know, a quarter of the way across the river, eating like this, he big chipmunk cheeks like this. And then he collapsed in the boat asleep. Just like this afternoon, I had one very nice lunch. Very nice lunch. Ramanuja Prabhu's house. His good wife. She's very good cook. We had Punjabi prasad, very rich. And I ate too much. She said I didn't eat enough, but you know how mothers are. You never eat enough. I ate a lot for me. And afterwards I said, they said, let's go to the program. I said, I need about 30 minutes deep sleep. Otherwise, I will not be able to stay awake on the boat program. The boat's rocking was slowly. So like that, Krishna ate all these wonderful dairy products. And then as he's laying there, he had the audacity to say to the gopis, why don't one of you massage this arm? And my dear gopi, why don't you massage this arm? And one of you can massage my feet. And the gopi, like, who are you? I'm going to massage you. So Radharani, she said, yes, we'll take your hands and legs and we'll throw you into the Manasi Ganga unless you start rowing. So reluctantly, that dark-skinned boy started rowing again. Suddenly, as he's rowing, these huge clouds appear on the horizon. Whatever a brahmana says, it usually comes to pass. So I'm not going to talk about clouds coming on the river. That's pretty good sound effects. So the boatmen started jumping up and down. A storm, a storm, a storm's coming! Radharani said, We can see there's a storm coming, so just start rowing faster. And the boatman said, but it's getting bigger. We're going to sink. We're going to sink. Started raining. The boat's too heavy. So the girls, you know, just young girls, naive. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? The boat's too heavy. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Good sound effects. So the boatman said, then throw all the dairy products into the river. This is a life-threatening situation. You don't start making calculations, you know, money, pounds, shillings, pence. They threw everything, and then and the boat was still sinking. You have to throw your heavy jewelry, because in Vedic culture, girls wear gold. The gold, Prabhupada said, these metals, these jewels, they have a very wonderful effect. Gold keeps one's heart pure. It curbs down material desires, gold. That's why girls, if they get a dowry of gold, not so they can be beautiful for... No, because it keeps down the material desire. Pearls keeps the mind very peaceful. Emeralds, they all have a particular purpose. They didn't wear them to be beautiful. They wore them to be Krishna conscious. So all these are young girls, and they're, you know, as you grow up, daddy gives you your, you know, you start to get your dowry. By the time you're 12, you've got a treasure chest, right? And you get married at 12, and then, you know, then you have your children by 14, and, you know, and by the time, you know, your children are 16, you're still quite young and attractive, and you're taking care of your children and, you know, helping, and what a wonderful culture. Mom and the daughters are very close because the age is not such a vast difference. But the girls are very mature, of course, because of the responsibilities they inherited in that culture. So they all have their gold. The boatman says, throw the jewelry overboard. So they did. And still the boat's thinking, and Radharani panicked. And she just, the boat's going, it's about to swim in the water, and she grabs hold of the boatman, 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 save us, save us. And as she's embracing the boatman, she feels like something metallic under his shawl, and she pulls it out, and it's a flute. And she realized that this boatman is none other than her beloved Sri Krishna. And suddenly, just as quickly as the storm appeared, it subsided, and Radha and Krishna enjoyed their boat pastimes there on the Manasi Ganga the rest of the day. They didn't make it to the other side very quickly, like our boats actually going in circles. You don't know it. So they just, you know, when you're doing something that you enjoy, you don't know the real, you don't sense the passing of time. And if you're doing something you don't like, like tomorrow you have to go back to work. No, maybe you like your work, but you keep looking at the watch. And, you know. But if you're doing something you like, time passes very quickly. So they spent the whole day on the Manasi Ganga like this. So this pastime is described very nicely by Sri Jiva Goswami and his Gopal Champu. So now we're on that river of love, the river of love. We're on the Manasi Ganga, where the Lord has his loving boating path. We're having our boating pastimes. Why? So we can remember Krishna's boating pastimes. So we're on the Ganga now, and we're like on Govardhan Hill. And if you've been to Manasi Ganga, you know that when you go to Manasi Ganga, then you keep going down the left-hand side of Giriraj, down to the Bhaktivedanta ashram of Keshavardi Maharaj, and you have the various pastime places there. But just before we leave now, we're going to leave the, we're going to go visit another pastime place. As we're standing here on the Manasi Ganga, if you look a little bit to the left, you'll see the Manasi Devi temple. I think that's it right there. And Manasi Devi, she's actually Purnamasi. And Purnamasi, Hari Bol, Mother Purnamasi. Mother Purnamasi, her temple is right there on the Manasi Ganga. And she's a very important personality in Vrindavan because she manages the pastimes in Braj, particularly in this area of Manasi Ganga, all this area here. See, don't think of it as London. It's not. We live in another world, like Jesus said, to be in this world but not of this world. So we're not of this world today. We're on the Manasi Ganga. So off to the left, we have the Manasi Devi temple. And Purnamasi, she's a very important person in Radha and Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Actually, who is Purnamasi? She's Yogamaya. She appears in Dwarka as Subhadra. And in Braj, she makes sure the pastimes of Radha and Krishna go on very nicely. She makes them very exciting and very blissful. She's very powerful, Purnamasi. She's elderly looking. She has white hair. She carries a little stick. She has a white sari. But uvaga. That's Polish. Watch out. You know, Kamsa was sending the demons to Braj. He got really frustrated. Because around dinner time, he'd ask his chief minister, "So, Putana was successful?" No, sir. Next day. So Trinivarta was killed? Krishna? Trinivarta kaput. What about Bakasura? What about Balambasura? And like every day. So you know what? One day Kamsa said, "All right, I'm going to Braj." Now how do these demons get into Braj? It's very hard to get into Braj. Braj is reserved for the topmost swan-like class of devotees, Brajbasis. But just to increase the excitement of these loving pastimes, they're allowed temporarily in the door. So Kamsa, he who had conquered the universe, had defeated Indra, he decided he would go to Braj and deal with Krishna. So he actually walked from Mathura. Have you been on the road from Mathura? In the old days, we used to take the horse cart, you know, the tonga, they call it the tonga. Things were more simple in the 70s. So he walked from Mathura to Braj. And as soon as he crossed the dividing line between Mathura and Vrindavan, there's that division between, you know, where Krishna and Balaram stopped with Akura and bathed in the lake there and then assumed their Vasudev forms and went on to Mathura, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. How he can leave Vrindavan? The gopis have that little boy wrapped around their little finger. They control Krishna. Krishna's called Madan Mohan. He's the attractor of Cupid. Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini. She's the attractor of the attractor of Cupid. She's the queen. Krishna's not the king of Vrindavan. You never hear, "Krishna's the king of Vrindavan." No. Vrindavaneshwari Radhe Radhe. No, Radharani is the queen. And she's got Krishna under my thumb. I think that Mick got that from the Gopal Champu or something. Under my thumb. Luckily, I don't remember any other words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So she's got Krishna under her thumb. She doesn't leave Vrindavan. He never leaves. He's there in his uppercut manifest, his unmanifest. As soon as it comes time to cross the border with Akura to go to Mathura to fight Kamsa, Krishna manifests as Vasudeva. It's Vasudeva who kills the demons, not Krishna. Krishna's just dancing with gopis. So Krishna, he assumes his unmanifest form. And he stays in Vrindavan. So Kamsa, he doesn't know all these things, Kamsa. The subtleties of bhakti. He was that close, but he could have been a million miles away. Sometimes I think that we're like that. We're so close, yet we're so far away. We have this golden opportunity of Krishna consciousness. But we maintain our material attachments, even after we hear so many things about the subject matter. We still fantasize in our mind about material life, and sometimes we actually break the principles or do something naughty, and hello, you're like licking the glass of the jar of the honey, and you could just open it up and take the sweet honey. We're like cum. We got a little bit of the cum in all of us. It was the devil who made me do it. Yeah. We have that little divine and demoniacs. We have to conquer over. Spirit is more powerful than matter. To have that shraddha. Those desires may be very strong, but don't give up hope. Because spirit is stronger than matter. This hulk of an old body, it's being manipulated by one tiny spirit soul. One hundredth the tip of the ball, you know what it is. My hair in dimension. I'm hungry. I need food for thought. You take the Vishad, it gives you the brain to understand the philosophy and to explain the philosophy. So don't worry, I won't go into much longer. So Kams, he came to the border of Braj. And he crossed over. As soon as he crossed over, who was there to greet him? Purnamasi. Hello. Who are you? My name is Purnamasi. And what are you doing here? Comes and said, what do you mean what am I doing here? I'm the king. I'm the king of this whole area. Everybody pays taxes to me. You don't know that? Purnamasi, you can only come here if you're ready. I'm going to come here if I'm ready. What do you mean by ready? Purnamasi said, I have to train you up. So you know what she did? She turned Kamsa into a little gopi girl. You know, big Kamsa, big mustache, like, woo, waxed. Waxed mustache. Make the claw shining claws, daggers.
Meow. Little gopi girl. Roddy, roddy, roddy. J-J-J-C, roddy.
5 or 6 years old, Jiva Goswami says. Kamsa's only 5 or 6. But that little gopi had Kamsa's mind. Just like we are dressed in the clothes of Vaishnavas, but we have our mind, which we've been dragging over the coals of material existence since time immemorial. We look in the mirror, ah, paka Vaishnava. But look within. It's a mixed matter. Karma, mishra, bhakti, jnana, mishra, bhakti. Our bhakti is still mixed with material desires, fruit of desires, desires for liberation. Cheto darpana marjanam. You have to clean that heart daily. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram. 16 good, focused, attentive rounds, begging for mercy. O son of Maharaj Nanda, I'm your eternal servant, but I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death, London. Please pick me up from this hell and fix me as an atom at your lotus feet. This is how you chant. Chanting means from the heart. That chanting will remove the hard crust on the pot of the heart. Nothing. You do some elbow grease, my dad used to say. Son, use some elbow grease. So the little gopi, she had Kamsa's mind, and she wasn't happy. So Purnamasi said, okay, lesson number one, little gopi. You see those cows?
Yes.
They're passing cow dung. So lesson number one in your training program to come into Braj, you have to pick up cow dung and make it into cow patties. Oh, Kamsa didn't want to do that. He was king. He had the gopi body, but the Kamsa mind. You want me to pick up that stool? Yes, and you make nice little patties. And you know how they put them on the walls of the houses like that, and the fingerprints are there, and so we even take photos. It's so attractive. But Purnamasi, she carries a little bamboo stick. She said, what do you want, Lali? You want cow dung or stick? So Kamsa is running all around, picking up the cow dung, making his little patties. So he's exhausted. Purnamasi says, lesson number two, to be Brajbashi, to be able to enter into Braj. You see, cows are going to pass cow dung, and as they lift their tails, you have to catch the cow dung before it touches ground. Kamsa's like, what? She said, while it's still hot. I'm just quoting Shastra, I'm sorry. So Kamsa didn't want to do that. So she raised the stick, and he did it. So, you know, Kamsa's running all behind the cows, trying to get some cow dung, and sometimes it's getting in his face. Splat! Oh. Krishna. So then Purnamasi, she said, now come for lesson number three. And Kamsa ran for it. As soon as he crossed the boundary back into the Mathura, he changed back into Kamsa, and he never came back to Braj. So if you want to be Brajbasi, you have to be very simple in your dealings. This is why Lakshmi Devi, she was a little jealous, in a transcendental way, of the gopis of Braj. Because she sometimes sits on the chest of Narayan, but he doesn't embrace her and kiss her and dance with her, tell her he loves her like he does the gopis. So she performed the penances and austerities, but she couldn't give up the mentality of the goddess of fortune and all that entails. A lot of opulence there. To go to Braj is not enough to buy a ticket and take the taxi for 2,300 rupees to Vrindavan. You have to go in a very humble mood. Na danam, na janam, na sundarim, kavicham, vadakadishakamai, mama janmani, janmani, ishare bhavatad bhakti, ahaitaki, tai. Hey Lord, I'm coming to your abode. I'm not coming to Vrindavan to look for any kind of material opulence. I'm not coming here to engage in frivolous activities with the opposite sex. Me and my wife are coming in very sober mind to get your mercy. As a team, we're coming to get the dust of this dham. I don't want name and fame. I don't want to return back to London. And so you've been to Braj? Yes. Tell us, I will tell you. I only want your save of birth after birth. Mahaprabhu is telling Raghunath Das Goswami, to be a Brajbasi, to be a devotee, don't listen to what ordinary people have to say. Don't scan CNN for hours looking for some tidbits, the BBC. Don't read the newspapers more than necessary. Don't hear what materialistic people have to say. Don't hear what's on their manasa, mind. Don't repeat what they have to say. Don't dress in designer clothes. And don't eat opulent food, save and except when on Sunday and Vaishnava festivals. Vachavegam, Manasakrodavegam, Jivavegam, Upashtavegam, this is Vaishnava. Don't take advantage of all the opulence I'm giving you to be used in my preaching mission. Ishvasham idam sarvam yatkin jaya gatyam jagatena taktena bunjitaha magidaha kashashidhanam. You take what's necessary. If you're a Maharaj, okay, you can have Macintosh, but use it nicely. If you're a Grihastha, you can have one laptop and one desktop. You can have a nice house. We don't have to solve the problems of material existence under nasty conditions. But just remember, who's the master of the house? Krishna. It's his house. Your wife is his servant, and your children are his devotees. Then, ni problem, we say in Russian. Ni problem, no problems. So, Lakshmi could not enter into the Braj mood because she couldn't give up her mood of the goddess of fortune. She couldn't become like the Braj gopis. They had no problem. making the cow patties and dressing simply. What was their opulence? Their opulence was their bhakti for Krishna. Nothing can compare to that. Love. If you have everything, but you don't have love, you're a very poor person. Mandela said, cry, my beloved country. Cry, my beloved soul. If you think that you have something in material opulence. What is the saying? If you lose your health, you've lost something. If you lose your wealth, you've lost nothing. If you lose your soul, you've lost everything. But if you have love, and you have nothing else, even in this world, I've seen, when I was in Rio de Janeiro, I went to the slums, and very poor, but I visited some very loving families, and they were happy. The mom and dad were really good parents, and they loved the kids, and the kids, they were poor, they're happy. It's a perverted reflection, but still, even in the reflection, you can see the mind of the artist. So if we have nothing but we have Krishna, we'll be happy forever and ever and after. And the proof is the six Goswamis. They gave up their aristocracy, they gave up their opulence, their fame, and they had the loincloth, the water pot, and the mala. And they were in Krishna's association by chanting 22 hours a day. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. So we can't imitate. I don't expect everyone to get off this boat in 2 hours and go home and wear a loincloth. But we can follow in their footsteps, and our renunciation is more like Yukta Vairagya, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati trained us, and Prabhupada, using everything in Krishna's service. So Purnamasi, we've passed her temple. She looks like an old Bengali widow with a shaven head. She's the authority, and she's got her team. Brinda Devi is an important member of her team for arranging the pastimes. And every morning, Purnamasi comes to Brindakun with Nandamukhi to meet Brinda Devi, and they have a planning session on the banks of Brindakun. It's called the Braj Mandala Planning Commission, like we have our planning commission. But these are all great siddhadehas. And they make plans for Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan that day. Brinda Devi, in particular, she's in charge of all the Braj forest. And she chooses, because they know what pastimes that Radha and Krishna are going to have that day. So Brinda Devi sits down and she says, So we'll have these colored flowers in the background of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. These animals, the deer will be there, monkeys will be there, chipmunks will be there, squirrels will be there. I want it like this. I want the birds singing like that. I want certain color animals, certain color birds. And sometime when there's a full moon, it's very light, she orders Radharani, you come to see Krishna in a white dress. And on those nights, Vrinda Devi makes everything white, so the elders can't see her leaving Yavat to go see Krishna at their meeting place. Everything's white, so she's got white. And on the night when there's no moon, everything's very dark, Vrinda Devi orders Radharani to wear black, and she blacks everything out, so no one can see Radharani escaping from Yavat to go and have her pastime with Krishna. So all these daily arrangements are under the control of Vrinda Devi. So she's such an important person in those pastimes, and we worship her. And she appears in the world of men, it says in one prayer, as Tulsi Devi. And we worship her, and we pray to her to please allow us to be part of those type of pastimes. It's a very confidential prayer that we're saying when we sing the Tulsi prayers in the morning. We want to become a maidservant like that. So very lofty goal. But by hearing these pastimes, they melt the heart. They capture our heart, manohara, they capture our mind. And we forget we're in London. And we think, oh my gosh, we're here on the Manasi Ganga, and there's Purnamasi's temple, and there's, you know, Govinda Kund, and there's Radha Kund, and there's Shama Kund. And people think we're crazy. Yes, we're crazy for God. There was that pamphlet, Who is Crazy? We're crazy for Krishna. Where one boy said to me, you're an escapist! You just want to get out of this world. I said, yes, if the building's on fire and I run out, and you say I'm an escapist, you think I'm going to think bad? No, I'm an escapist. And where are we going? Where's our exodus? Vrindavan. So by coming on this beautiful boat ride, we don't do what other people must do on this boat. I don't even want to think about it. I can see a bar back there. And they're not serving somaras. But we come and we black that all out, and by going on a boat ride like this, we think, yes, one day I want to go on Krishna's boat ride on the Ganga. And by thinking about that and thinking about that and thinking about that and remembering it and analyzing it from all perspectives and praying to Srimati Radharani, please allow me to come on your boat ride with your Shamsundar. We think about it, and one day, like the caterpillar, ugly little caterpillar, walking along with her 100 legs. Who's attracted to a hairy little insect with thousands of legs? And then she curls up and she thinks about her higher self. And she thinks about it and thinks about it and thinks about it when she's at school. She thinks about it when she's home, in between her homework. She goes to sleep, she remembers Manasika, she wakes up. We go to the office. If you've got time, chant Hare Krishna, Prabhupada said, in between those little spare moments. And we fill in all those gaps in our time, and when we have free time, we come on the boat ride. And like the caterpillar, one day, she wakes up. She flies. Oh, mommy, look at that beautiful butterfly. No, the ugly caterpillar. Oh, mommy, look at that butterfly. Beautiful butterfly. Everyone likes the butterflies. When I was in Bali, the highlight of my whole trip, well, I can't say the highlight, one of the highlights, because we visited a lot of temples, we went to the butterfly farm. And they have this beautiful part of the forest, the jungle actually, and they built this huge net, like it's from that end of the river to this end of the river. And you walk in, and all my childhood fantasies are finally satisfied. It was a world of butterflies. When I was a kid, I was from California. And we have the monarch butterfly and the swallowtail butterfly and the, well, I forget all the names now, but I used to just, I don't know, maybe I was a butterfly in my last birth. I love the butterflies, and I liked it. I was thinking if I could just have them in my room and they could be my friends and they could talk to me. Anyway, you know, the fantasies of a boy. And here I'm walking around this butterfly in Bali, and I'm thinking, wow, devotee says, time to go. Oh, we just got here. Maharaj, we've been here for 2 hours. Look at that one. So, how to dovetail it? Yeah, caterpillar! And then a free spirit. But it takes a lot of work. Anything great in this world takes a lot of discipline to achieve it. School, career, marriage. Anything you want to achieve great, you have to discipline. So therefore, we willingly accept all these disciplines. Let them come, more and more. One day Umapati Swami said, Prabhupada, are there any more rules and regulations besides the four you've given us? You put on the wall of the Brahmacharya. Any more? Tell us more. What do we have to do? Prabhupada said, if I told you all the rules and regulations, you'd faint. No, Prabhupada, tell us. Why? Because we want that free life of the soul, that free spirit, to go back to Godhead. And we're all walking. It's dancing. All talking is singing. There's a festival every day. Even the mosquitoes are there. They asked Prabhupada, they're being bitten by the mosquitoes in Calcutta, and somebody said, Prabhupada, are there mosquitoes in the spiritual world? Prabhupada smiled, he said, yes, but in the spiritual world, they don't sting, they sing. So have faith, have that shraddha, that the spiritual world is waiting for us. Prabhupada told Bhavananda, when you get back to the spiritual sky, your spiritual master is waiting for you. And when you appear there, by his mercy, he takes your hand and he escorts you into the kunj, where Krishna is waiting for you. And he puts your hand in the hand of Krishna and he leaves the two of you alone by his grace. All this is waiting for us. And how do we aspire to achieve that most exalted of all this? Shravanam kirtanam vishnu shmaranam padasevanam archanam bandham dasyam sakyam. And most important, shravanam kirtanam brings vishnu shmaranam, Krishna shmaranam. We chant and we hear these leelas. We hear the tattva, we hear the truth, but we also have to hear the leelas. This is the real world. That's not the real world. As attractive, this big stately building they have behind there. It's not the real world. The real world's the spiritual world. And by going on these boat trips and remembering Krishna's boating pastimes, a little bhakti arises within our heart, and that's a big step forward. So we thank the organizers. We thank Mother Gurungi. This is an idea that she had. I know there were other boat trips, but you know, she's a very loyal disciple of mine, and she's always trying to help me in my service. So this was kind of her idea to raise some funds, but really the funds aren't the real thing. The real thing is the katha. The real thing is the bhakti that we obtain in each other's association by having kirtan and discussing these things. And we want to thank Radha Vinod Prabhu, who did all the very practical stuff. It wasn't easy to organize this, and Kanakabja Prabhu for being so enthusiastic. You know, he had the audacity to say that if we go on this boat trip, we're going to turn this River Thames into the Ganges of the Jamuna. And I think we came pretty close to doing it. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.